Hello, my name is Robbie. Can you tell me your full name, please?
Hello, my name is Seungwon Lee.
Okay, and can you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Seoul, capital of South Korea.
Okay, and can I see your identification? Thank you very much. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask some questions about yourself. So to begin with, could you describe the house or the flat and apartment in which you live at the moment?
Right now I live in a flat in Holdenhurst Road in Bournemouth. It's a two-story flat. Well, it's not that big, but it has three rooms and a kitchen and a lounge, and the lounge is very cozy. And we have every facilities we need except a washing machine.
Okay. Do you think it's better to live in a house or a flat?
Right now I think it's better living in a flat because, you know, you could afford it. It's very expensive to get a house right now.
Yeah.
I'm a student,
mm-hmm.
So I think it's better to live in a flat with friends.
Mm-hmm. What are the advantages and disadvantages of having a garden?
Well, the advantage is you could have more space.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a barbecue party with your friends,
yeah.
And you could, you know, if you like gardening, you could do gardening for your hobby. But sometimes you have, if you don't like looking after your garden, you know, it'll be very irritating.
Okay. Right, I'd like to move on now and talk a little bit about parks. Okay. Do you visit parks sometimes?
Yeah, I like going to parks. I like walking around.
Yeah.
Have fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And see trees.
Okay. Do you think parks are important for towns and cities?
Yeah, I think because nowadays many cities have terrible air pollution, so the park is like a lung of a city. So yeah, I think park there should be lots of park, but in South Korea, especially Seoul, they're very rare. So
yeah,
I think we should increase many parks in Korea.
Okay. Do you think the park should be free or people should pay to use them?
It should be free. Yeah, I don't think it should be paid because the park is just for people in the city to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And we pay a lot of tax.
Yeah.
So it should be free.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to move on to talk about free time.
Okay.
Do you have much free time in your life?
Well, yeah, I'm a student.
Yeah?
I don't work right now, so I think I have a lot of free time.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you like doing in your free time?
Well, I like running, jogging, and I like to play basketball, tennis, and sometimes I like playing video games,
mm-hmm.
with friends and watch videos and go to cinema.
Okay.
And lots of things.
What free time activities do you particularly dislike?
I don't like sleeping in my free time, really.
Why is that?
Because I think it's a waste of time. I could do more productive things, but sometimes, you know, there are people who just sleep in their free time, and I think that's just a waste of time.
Uh-huh.
You could sleep after you die, you know.
Okay. How much free time do you think a person should have every day?
Well, at least 4 hours.
Yeah?
4 or 5 hours, I think. Yeah.
That's enough?
Yeah, that's enough. You have to eat and do other things, and you have to work, and 4 and 5 hours is enough, I think. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Now, I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes.
Okay.
And before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, now, here's your topic. Okay, and here's a paper and some pencil.
Okay.
So take a minute to think about it. Right, you've only got 1 or 2 minutes to talk, so don't worry if I stop you in the middle.
Right.
Okay, right. Can you start talking, please?
Yeah, I want to describe one of my good friends. His name is Paul. He's from South Korea. We met at school in Bournemouth, where I studied English. He used to be a research chemist, but right now he quit his job because he wanted to come here. And usually we go to the pub together and have a drink, and on the weekend we go together on a trip to near cities or places.
Mm-hmm.
And I particularly liked him because, well, he is much older than me, but you know, he knows the things around my age. I can't feel any generation gap between each other, and he likes drinking and I like drinking too, so
mm-hmm.
We have something in common. And he's a very good looking guy.
Yeah.
And his daughter is pretty, so
okay.
I think that's why I like him.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. Okay. Do you think I would like your friend Paul?
Yeah, I think you will. Yeah, because he's around your age.
Alright. Thank you very much. Okay, now I'd like to ask some more questions generally related to this topic. So to begin with, I'd like to ask some questions about family and friends. So to begin with, do you prefer spending time with your family or with your friends?
Well, right now I prefer spending time with my friends, but when I was young, I preferred spending with my family.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because, you know, when I was young, of course I had friends, but family was the first thing in my life, so I usually liked to be with my family. But now, as I'm old enough to be independent, so
yeah.
Now I like friends who have something in common with me, and you know, who I could just talk with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you compare the activities you do with your friends and your family?
Yeah, usually I play basketball. You know, very the activities I do in my free time with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I drink with them. I go to the pub with my friends, and we have deeper conversation about our future and everything around us. And with my family, we usually have dinner or lunch sometimes, and we talk. Usually I talk about myself to my family, how I do these days, or how am I doing in England,
mm-hmm.
for example. So I think that's the difference.
Okay. Do you think it's important for your family and friends to like each other?
Well, I think it's very important because it will be very difficult being in between person who don't like each other. You know,
mm-hmm.
if my family doesn't like my friend, then you know, I could be more far from my family, going close to my friends. Or sometimes I have to. I have to quit meeting my friend because my family doesn't like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you compare the relationships you have with friends and the ones you have with family?
Well, I think there isn't a big difference between friends and family. Well, I love them all, but the difference is still family. We are mixed by blood, so
mm-hmm.
Sometimes I could sacrifice myself for my family, but like friends, of course I could sacrifice, but it's slightly different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, especially in the finance problem and those kind of things, it's very different.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'd like to move on to talk about living with friends.
Yeah.
Do you live alone or with friends or with family at the moment?
Right now I live with friends.
Yeah? Why is that?
Well, first thing is I'm in England and my families are all in Korea,
okay,
so I can't live with my family.
Sure.
And living with friends, you could decrease your expenditures.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could save your money. That's why I live with my family, my friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was going to say, what are some of the advantages of living with your friends?
Yeah.
So one, it's cheaper.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Are there any other advantages?
You don't have to be lonely. Yeah. Especially in a foreign country, you could easily get lonely. So I think it's better to live with friends.
Okay.
To talk, yeah.
What are some of the disadvantages then of living with friends?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's uncomfortable because the way of living is different.
Yeah.
And you could get a fight easily. If it's a family, you know, you just easily forgive them. But sometimes if it's a friend, you can't just forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the most disadvantage living with friends. You could have bad relationships mm-hmm. after living with them.
So what are some of the things that can break a friendship?
I think it starts with the small misunderstandings.
Yeah.
Like the chores. You have, you know, doing dishes and making foods. Like sometimes, you know, you could think I'm doing all the things and he's not or she's not, and like that will be the start of the argument, and mm-hmm. then it gets bigger and bigger, and then the relationship goes really, really bad. And I think,
okay,
it's not a big thing that breaks your relationship, but it's the small thing, the small misunderstanding.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. That's the end of the test.
Okay. Thank you.